A handful of voters cast their ballots in the Fon district of Dakar. There is no line. Electoral workers say it has been slow all day. Samba Mboj came to vote, but he says he's the only person in his family of 20 who did.
Chez moi, je vous assure, j'ai tout fait pour aller faire voter ma famille.
Mboj says he cast a blank vote, meaning he approves of none of the candidates. He says he does not support President Abdoulaye Wade's Senegalese Democratic Party and only voted because he wanted to perform his civic duty. Store owner Mao So is boycotting the election. He says he is following the lead of the candidate he voted for in the presidential race in February, second-place finisher Idrissa Seck, and leader of a new party called Rumi.
The candidate I vote for, he's boycotting, so I don't choose another guy to vote. That's why I'm boycotting, like him.
Seck, a former prime minister, and about a dozen other opposition leaders called for the boycott, saying Mr. Wade had refused to meet with them to discuss complaints they had about the electoral process and voting rolls in the presidential election. Opposition leaders also say the ruling Senegalese Democratic Party has unfair access to government-run, detailed computerized information about voting districts. Over 3,000 candidates, including some from smaller opposition parties, are vying for 150 seats in a newly enlarged National Assembly, 30 more than it previously had. Opposition spokesman for the Socialist Party, Mamadou Barry, says the boycott is an exercise in democracy.
We want a fair, transparent electoral process, period. That's all we want. We're not against Mr. Wade or whatever. We just want the electoral process to be quick. And if he wins, he wins. If he loses, we lose. But at least we have a fair process clear that, you know, everybody abides to.
Barry says he hopes the turnout Sunday will be less than 50%. Officials from the ruling party say elections are fair in Senegal and that the opposition is calling for the boycott because it fears it will lose by a landslide. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.